You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Nieves Moreno grew up in Chicago and was homeless from 1969 to 1989. He shared his story with Ariana Vanderplas and Maria Mutsas.
I grew up in Chicago Heights. We were that poor, you know.
Yeah.
My father passed away when I was 10 years old. He got hit by a car. You know, and he passed away in 1966. And my mother was diagnosed with cancer in 67, and in 68 they operated on her. And she lived 6 years after the operation. She still lived 6 years. But in pain, in constant pain, she constantly would ask me to, you know, Nieves, kill me, put me out of my misery. And I'm seeing her suffer, and she told me that, you know, by the time I was 12 years old, I started drinking. You know, I was young. I mean, I didn't know what to do, you know. And my way of dealing with this was drinking and just get drunk, you know, and just, you know, stay drunk. That's the way I dealt with it. I had a lot of good jobs, you know, that I got. I got the jobs, you know, but I couldn't keep them. 3 months later, I'd be back in the streets, you know, because I couldn't, you know, I was an alcoholic. I couldn't keep a job in place, and if I didn't like it, and I didn't want to stay there, then I'd move on to somewhere else. And that's how I didn't spend my life moving around everywhere, drinking, you know. When I got here in San Francisco, I got here homeless with nothing, drinking, and I drank until I met my ex in 89. We got together, went and played a game of pool, drank a couple of beers, and we got together, and from that moment on, we stayed together from 89 to 95, made two kids, and I changed my life around, you know, because I quit drinking.
Yeah.
But then later on, I think 3 years before we separated, she was already a drug addict.
What kind of drugs?
She used to use coke. Oh, you know, she used to shoot up coke. And 3 years before we broke up, she got back into it. And I didn't know she was doing it behind my back.
Mm.
When I finally found out, instead of trying to stop her or helping her, I ended up joining her doing drugs. We were in a path of destruction. Mm. And unless we stopped and, you know, put a stop to it and all that. And I knew, I said, the kids are going to be taken away. So we, you know, we said, well, we have to separate because we're not doing, you know, we're the problem, you know. So we separated. She moved to Florida and I moved on, you know, just went bumming around again, you know, like I used to. I went back into my alcohol again. I started drinking.
Why? Because that was your habit?
That was my habit, yeah. That was my habit, was alcohol, you know. That was my drug of choice, was alcohol. In the year 2000, I had been drinking for a week in a blackout, and a friend gave me four pills of 100 milligrams of morphine, and I took all four of them. I had a big old stroke, you know, and I almost died. I was in a coma for 25 days. After I came out of the stroke and all that, you know, I still drank beer, but it wasn't like before, you know. I just started not liking it anymore. It just didn't sit right with me no more, you know. So I slowly started, you know, putting it down, you know. Now, from the time that I quit and I stopped doing drugs and alcohol and everything to now, to this point right now, my life has changed and for the better, you know. And I've been doing pretty well, you know, ever since, you know. I'm not homeless, you know, right now, you know. I'm an SSI. I get SSI. I only get $982 a month. So I work, you know, I do things, you know, I keep myself busy. Now my goal is helping people, you know. That's my way of paying back, you know, helping the community, you know, because I have ideas in my head and how to get the homeless off the street. For instance, I have an idea that I want to do. I would like to have a talk show for homeless people, and everybody can come in there and express their feelings, express what do you want to say to the president, you know? Yeah. Tell the president, whatever you want to say to the president, express and tell the president what you feel and what you need, what you want, you know? And that's how you get ideas, you know? That's an idea I've had, you know?
I really like that.
It's an idea of how to communicate with the homeless.
Yeah.
Okay? To find out what they need. There's people out there in the streets that need help.
Yeah.
I know they're spending millions of dollars to have the homeless the way they are.
Yeah.
They're spending millions of dollars and you still haven't gotten them off the street or made an effort to get them off the street. Oh, we're building affordable housing. For who? We are not getting, we make $1,000 a month. That's not affordable housing. They say affordable housing to the people that are making $100,000 or $50,000 enough, because the rent is $2,000, $2,500 at the lease and up for the people that are getting affordable housing. All these, every time they build a building, affordable housing, affordable for who?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about affordable housing? The people that need it are not getting it. We, the people that make only $1,000, I want a house with a kitchen, a bathroom inside.
Yeah.
I want a house to live like a home. I don't want a SRO where I have to live with drug addicts and the hall down and the bathroom down the hall where everybody sh** all over, excuse my language. They get the bathroom all dirty.
Yeah.
You know? The showers are all nasty because they don't have people cleaning up after that, you know.
No.
I mean, they do, but they don't, you know. Give me a break. That's not the way you do things, okay? That's not the way to do them. And they know it.
No.
It's a system that's not working. Let's change the system and do something different.